Kara Rose, director of the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau, briefed the county commissioners at their April 17th meeting about some exciting developments concerning the future of mountain biking tourism in the county. Kara said that she has applied to the International Mountain Biking Association, known as IMBA, IMBA, to have Pocahontas County designated as an IMBA ride center. She expects to receive that designation very shortly. This will mean that the mountain biking community worldwide will receive information about the miles of pristine biking trails in Pocahontas County. She said that IMBA offers three types of ride center designations, bronze, silver, and gold. At this time, Kara is hopeful to receive the silver designation, but would also be happy with the bronze. Receiving either the silver or the bronze would put the county in a good position to be later upgraded to the gold ride center designation. Kara also said that looking long-term, the IMBA also establishes regional ride centers in areas where there are three or more ride centers close by who connect their trails. She said that Pocahontas County could work with the nearby counties to create an IMBA regional ride center. Existing mountain biking trails in Davis, Richwood, Slaty Fork, Watoga, and Snowshoe Mountain Resort could be trail connection points as part of a future regional ride center. In furtherance of this goal, she requested that the commissioners make a $2,500 commitment, which would be put towards a monetary match for an Appalachian Regional Commission grant, which would be shared with other potential ride centers in Webster, Nicholas, and possibly Fayette counties to create this West Virginia mountain biking superhighway. This would establish West Virginia as one of the top mountain biking destinations in the world, creating a huge tourism boost. The commissioners could see the potential of this and voted to make a commitment of $2,500 towards the grant. At Kara's request, the commissioners also voted to create a proclamation designating May 6th through the 12th as the National Travel and Tourism Week in Pocahontas County. Denise Campbell, the former state delegate and currently the Atlantic Coast Pipeline's community liaison for pipeline construction in the county, also addressed the commissioners at this meeting. Campbell said that tree felling has ended in the county on March 31st. They feel they have accomplished what was needed to be felled for the 2018 construction season. She said that 130 people attended the construction open house at the Wellness Center in Marlinton on April 12th. Most of these people were learning how to apply for jobs with the construction contractors. She said that construction is expected to begin in mid-May with yard sites in Elkwater, Randolph County, and in Frost. She said that anyone who wants to report problems with the construction once it begins can call her at 304-614-4904. Additionally, at this meeting, the commissioners voted to officially lay the county levy for the 2018-2019 fiscal year at $14.19, amended their commission contribution request requirements to allow only one request per organization per year. They approved a memorandum of understanding with the town of Hillsborough to allow the county to collect Hillsborough's hotel occupancy tax. They signed a letter of support for the five-year revision of the Region 4 Comprehensive Development Strategy. They appointed Michael Rigsby as a full member and Jason Scotchy and Robbie Piles as alternates to the Local Emergency Planning Committee. After receiving a report from their council, the commissioners ended the meeting with an executive session on a personnel matter. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.